This is the moment you've entered the age of transmission. Only your avatar knows who you really are. Perhaps you'd like to commit yourself to our institution. This is Alt-X Audio.
Can you turn down the rain a little, please? I cannot hear you. The rain will not stop, and it is getting too loud for me to sleep. I need more EcoDub. Where is EcoDub? Where is EcoDub? I need more EcoDub. Where is EcoDub?
You are listening to Alt-X Audio. We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.
The masturbatory gesture. Yes, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not a damn thing. And yet, had I seen all kinds of crap, suffering, loneliness, depression, homesickness, despair, starvation, disgusting, greasy, filthy food, noodles, especially 2 times a day for months, all kinds of bitchy things, all sorts of other crap. Ah, when it comes to crap, it fell on me from all sides. Poor slob. And me, I took it without understanding a damn thing and never complaining. No, never. And yet, it wasn't my fault. That's for sure. Simply a matter of ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, young fuck in an elegant corduroy jacket. Oh, you want to know when it was? But it was at the beginning of the 50s, yes, the great journey, the great discovery. It started in February 1951, to be exact. I was in North Carolina at the time, in the Army. Yes, I was in the Army. Of course, the American Army. Why are you guys laughing? Can happen to anyone. Okay, it was a joke, a mistake. Unbelievable the number of mistakes a guy can make just like that in a lifetime. And it's only the beginning. Wait till you hear the rest. And also all the trip, 7 of them, all up to this point across the continent. Yes, from the East Coast to the West Coast, or vice versa. 7 trips in all. The 7 deadly trips, if you wish. That would make a nice title for the story if I wanted to tell all the trips. Or I could call it 7 deadly tales. But one mustn't exaggerate too much at first or else. But still, do you realize? Can you imagine me, a GI, and in North Carolina? Unbelievable. But of course, it can be explained. But a rather cynical 100% look. Visualize that if you can. And then, the regiment was taking for the upper state near the Canadian border on maneuvers. Everybody in my outfit was going up to practice parachute jumps in the snow. Can you believe that? To practice parachute jumps in the snow in case they had to invade Russia? Imagine that. Yes, in the snow. Yes, he was in the parachutist at the time. 82nd Airborne Division. Could have been fun. They were all going up there in full gear in the Nordic snows by truck, jeeps, and buggies. 3 days on snow, they had been told no screw around because in North Carolina there isn't much snow, that's for sure. I tell you, but he, if you prefer, not me, he, if you prefer, had been told that he would not, and no argument about it, going up with the rest of the guys in his outfit. Orders for officer's duty have arrived, the captain told him, just the day before. You have 30 days, exactly 30 days, to get your ass man to California. Yes, San Francisco, he specified. And you'll embark on the boat for the Far East and no more 82nd Airborne Division. Terrific, yes, well, man, he was told. By that captain. Perhaps a bit. He really cared about his social habits and his rather curious on tiptoes, since he didn't bug anybody, the guy, and business. 30 days of vacation. Shit, was he going to do? I'm right. And it's normal, since in most cases, when you're being shipped over, you get a month's. For that, the American Army, you can't complain. It's almost a school, a boarding school for girls. So this time he was really going to enjoy it and take advantage of this occasion and see the country. Damn right. Investigate the whole layout, explore the east, the north, the midwest, the far west, the whole fucking place, up, down, and sideways, like a pioneer. Discover the great plains in the midwest. See the plateaus and the rivers and the deserts, particularly the technicolor deserts, and the Rockies, and perhaps even the Grand Canyon, and perhaps even some Indians with feathers on their head, and cowboys and giant trees and wildlife and buffalo and big super highways and the big cities, Chicago, Raleigh, Frisco, and all those discovered whole layout. Wow. Was I going to see things? Wow, what a dreamer. The huge factories where they make giant salamis and where they make all kinds of funny gadgets and all kinds of fancy cars, Cadillacs, Ford, Chevrolet, all that and more I was going to see. And I was going to cross the Mississippi with its four I's and its four S's. And perhaps even me, gangsters, the whole fucking America. I had a hard on just thinking about it.
You are listening to AUX Audio. We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.
Here I come, you old bitch, jumping in fist, hump you, left and right to penetrate you. Ah, yes, to penetrate you all the way to the West Coast. Goes up to the... I must admit, I ain't gone very far, very deep. Mostly stayed on the margin, yes. Confrontation. But now, it's really going to be an enormous penetration. Going, America, here I come. Here I come. Oh, bah, bah. I will see. Before what? Be getting knocked off over the land of the Shin. The Pacific. You that much could I? I knew it. In a flash, in a filthy little, awful, and muddy PC foxhole of the extreme end, the far east end of the world, in the boondocks of Korea. You'd ask for it. I had a feeling about it. They can be exact. No need to whine about it. I hope cried for it. Me, it was me. Get out of the cat for weeks. Take him almost get a transfer. She's me. Ab had in itself counterfeited his signature. Yes. To volunteer for the real thing, or if you prefer for action, for combat, for end-to-end extermination, just to get the fuck out of that thinking outfit. Volunteer? Crazy, man. I thought I was some kind of nut. Hopeless case? Or schizo? Type, you couldn't understand. What is bugging me? He understand that I was wasted. Up, fed up with America, no. An airborne division and those dumb hillbillies of the 82nd, those gun holes of the 82nd. Ha, the 82nd Airborne Division. You guys can talk to me about it, yeah? Perhaps these creeps are tough and trusty, well, quite ready to die for the country, but beyond that, all cottons, brutes, animals, dumbbells, corn, and on top of that, you can hardly read or write, and we spend most of their time, their entire existence, in fact, ass naked in their dirty underwear, playing poker on their foot lockers or talking about fucking. That's all they do. That's all they talk about all day long, all night long, poker and fucking. Standing up, sitting, hanged on, in a latrine, in a mess hall, in a barracks, poker and fucking asses, cons, teeth, blown up, as if the whole world was made up only of sexual activities and cars. And not that they were lucky at it in any way. Lucky poker player or far from it. Lousy poker player and mediocre fuckers. That's what they all were. Most bullshitting about their first piece of pussy, if they ever had one, if they ever managed to get into one beyond the dirty, hollow, narrow, disgusting space of their imagination, beyond their dreams. Oh, you guys want to be, want me to be a little more specific? When it comes to fuck, jerk talk about it. Asses, teats, cons, the old feminine anatomy, really, was summed up in these three words. But these poor frustrated son of a bitch, they couldn't even pick up a girl. They didn't even know how to make it these dicks love. So instead they jerked it all night, full speed, apprehensive under their khaki blanket, disgusting rags, goose shit collar, incredible ass labor of the fat, ugly masturbators of the 82nd Airborne Division. While I've seen gallons and gallons of sperm spill wasted in the night of North Carolina. And tons of sheet stain yellowed by the juice of these guys of the 82nd. Kilos and kilos, piles and piles, of sheets full of vicious and dark crosses and circles. torrents and torrents of sperm squirting into the heights of North Carolina and the bays of the 82nd Airborne Division. Rivers and rivers of juice pumped full blast to imaginary asshole plants and crevices of all shapes and forms. Ha! What a feast of masturbation! What monstrous machinery of irrational rushing motion and rhythm led the sense of cattle turkey beat! Yes! Yes! What frantic factory of you working, pumping, pounding, appearing and plugging, stuffing and leaking all the time with sighs, with wicks and groans! What music! Wait! Symphony! What frenzy of beat up flesh and torn muscle, juicy and hideous mass, shriveling of greedy stiff pricks in this what a fiesta! And they held it with two fingers, with their fists, with their hands, and they did it on their stomachs, on their backs, on their sides, oblique, and down, and they stuffed it in all sorts of imaginary old round square oval, but in the head of these poor bastards, in massive, gigantic ass, reddish color, humid vegetation, and all kinds of wild images, disgusting dreams of giant cunts and teats, pieces of Andrew Tanner's bodies, sloppy orgies, and all that drowning into hex of white, sticky, gooey liquid. What art is this guy without really knowing? Juice. Wow. Juice. Yes. What magnificent landscape, what erotic landscape drawn at midnight by all these trembling hands and shivering muscles. Ha! What dripping mountains of chopped meat, what rugged stiras, kelding, what puppetries of fat ugly faces grimacing in the dark, what Punch and Judy shows rehearsed night after night under the khaki blankets, what traffic, and when one of them stopped for a minute to take a breather, there one another one pounding the stick to the next guy like a relay, and you could hear them puffing, gasping for the finish line. Oh, what Olympiads! What world records broken in the bed of the 82nd Airborne Division.
Can you turn down the rain a little, please? I cannot hear you. The rain will not stop, and it is getting too loud for me to sleep. I need more EcoDub. Where is EcoDub? Where is EcoDub? I need more EcoDub. Where is EcoDub?
You are listening to Alex Audio. We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.
But after all, it's understandable, these poor guys. They were not very happy there in the army, far from their native
quarters.
Go away slowly. And pops and their buddy, without any real use. In a vast desert of the army, in spite of the crowd, alone in spite of the number, alone in the stupidity of the 82nd Airborne Division. Therefore, it's understandable the need these poor guys have to beat on their meat every night alone and desperate. Most of them were from the South, Southerners, from Alabama, from Missouri, from Tennessee, Mississippi, Louisiana, from Oklahoma, from Georgia, yes, hillbillies, without any education. Most of them could hardly read or write. Most of them dumb, idiots, ignorant, farmer, jerk. When they spoke, what a mess. Marmalade coming out of their mouth, porridge, mashed potatoes, spoken vomit. Me, at least, I had some education at the time, certificat d'études. In France, oui, lycée Henri IV at the beginning of the war. But I, oui, that's a big hole after that.
Yeah.
The yellow star.
Of course.
Casino. Look at me. But that doesn't mean that I am some sort of fanatic about all that crap about religion, tradition, deportation, extortion, etc. And then the great roundup in 42, 14 juillet, no, le 16 juillet. The entire family, mother, father, sister, uncle, aunts, cousin, everybody picked up, everybody made into lampshades after the showers. Auschwitz. Ah, the camps, the trains, the farm in the south, the raw potatoes and diarrhea all night. And I followed shadow, remember, that's what he called it. Let's keep all that shit all over again. No need to whine about it, that's for sure. And then America. Yes, America, that fat bitch. In 47. In 1947. In August. it was after the war. But of course it was after the war. At least that's what I said. And now, finally, after 12 years of America and shit up to my neck already, if only I'd known. But me, at least I read books. The guy was really something. Also, I had taken courses at the university. Yes, CCNY. I couldn't stop reading books. It was like a sickness, a real... anything. Even sometimes in English, but mostly French stuff. What a show off. Anything I could get my hands on. Me, at the time, I already read all of Camus and a few books by Jean-Paul Sartre. Imagine, and even some of, what's her name, La Beauvoir. Well, what was available in those days. Some guys in a corduroy jacket. What I mean? What? Everything. What do you guys want? Some kind of bibliography? Okay. La Nausée, Les Chemins de la Liberté, in three volumes, Huit Clos, Les Mouches, La Peste, Les Plongées, Tous les Hommes sont Mortels, etc., etc. Even Le Deuxième Sexe, Putain Respectueuse, Le Mythe de Sisyphe. Everything. It was Le Mythe de Sisyphe. What a book. There were passages that I didn't understand well in those days. But in general, I got the main point, particularly about death and suicide. Lettre et le Néant, remember that one? That was difficult. Yes, that was too difficult to understand. But I read everything anyway, everything I could find. At least, that's what he told me. Therefore, I understand, he said finally, why all the dumb idiots in my regiment could mention what the hell was going on in my mind. Who pondered? Those dumb bastards, they didn't understand a damn thing. Nothing, absolutely nothing about existentialism and the business about choice that one has to make to determine one's action. It's about existence that precedes gasoline. You mean essence, you mean? Yes, essence is the same thing. Gasoline is essence. And the concept of freedom and the notion of self. They didn't get any of that when I tried to explain all that in the simplest term. Nothing. They had no idea of what social responsibility towards others, towards autrui, was all about. And the concept of political commitment, engagement littéraire, was Greek to them. These guys of the 82nd Evolution, they didn't make heads or tails of all that. And besides, they didn't even believe in ideal philosophy. I as they would say to me. And it's understandable because a guy must be gifted to understand that philo-philo stuff, you know, I call him. Yes, but at least they could have made it. Particularly when I explained to them the crap about l'ensoir, pour soi, et particularly le sur. Maybe you have told them about the moi-nous. Stupid. I'm just anticipating a bit. Those dumb guys, they wouldn't listen to me. I tried, but it was hopeless. I tried to stop at this point because it was really getting coherent, but it went on even though it's three. I let him pursue busy a bit more as best he may stumble on something interesting. These guys, the 82nd, they were all a bunch of metal. Not too bad. But without knowing it, of course. New. You, of course, this is not your case. You, the listeners, you know what existentialist is. It shows on your faces. You guys have gone way through all that stuff once upon a time in your youth. It's obvious. It's visible in your eyes. It's perceptible also at the corners of your mouth. You guys have chewed and digested that stuff, that existentialist stuff. It shows in the intellectual wrinkles of your prosperous faces. It's part of your intellectual baggage, your mental suitcase, or if you prefer, your background, your upbringing. So let's forget it and listen to him instead. Let's keep all that existential crap. It's all hat, out of style, past. Bygone pure romanticism. But these guys are taken these egocentric. And if the captain, actually, and yet the captain, that much must be said of, he was Jewish, with him like Cohen, it's clear. And not a bad guy, in fact, pretty good pair, but the rest of the schmucks in my office, just a bunch of creepy pricks, with exceptions. Captain Cohen one day, if me too was Jewish, in his office because of a fight I had with a guy from my squad, an idiot from Maryland, a fat, dirty son who didn't even know his right from his left, and who bitched all the time about the fucking army, that punk, and who knowingly or unknowingly, rightly maybe, wrongly perhaps, called me dirty kike. Me. I didn't even know what it meant in those days, because he understood, so I blush a little when he put the question to me, and I said yes, since I had quite a black eye, and it was useless. I've seen the guy, he had a broken nose. The captain is further for explanation, but maybe that want me to go and get my ass shot from old Paris among all those Chinese Buddhists. One was us Jews in the shit of the world. We prefer to stay home nice and take care of our business, eat our delicious kosher and once in a while, for the good of humanity, screw ready plonk, dark air, Jewish woman. He didn't say that in those words, but he must have thought that much. Captain Coleman, he read books. There were all kinds of them in his office. Well lying on his GRC regulation bookshelves. Yup, slightly, shyly, from behind a blonde alien mustache. What kind of books? What kind of what? All the captain's books? English books, of course. But especially big books on psychology. I will look at when it was my turn to sweep his. But this was before corporal, because after that, no more sweeping shit for me. But psychology, psychopomp, psychosis, and all that lipstick and picky junk, even psychodrama, and psycho-lolo, and psycho-cola. In other words, all that contraption, T and P, I don't believe in it. All that stuff bores me to death. Bullshit, all of it. Because, in my opinion, what's going on in the skulls or bladders of most guys, that's their business. What you guys call their inner selves. That's their private onions. That's why, in my opinion, one must never tumble down into the psychology of the self. You got it? You dig? Better not touch. That's what I think. And this is maybe at times Captain Korn, he would come out with all sorts of weird squid junk about the advantages of collective existence.
This is the moment you've entered the age of transmission. Only your avatar knows who you really are. Perhaps you'd like to commit yourself to our institution. This is Alt-X Audio.
You are listening to Alt-X Audio. We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.
Hi, my name is Harry Halitosis, and I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, and I'm sure it's been on your mind too. What I want to talk to you about is the revolution of everyday life. That's right, everyday life here in America, the USA. Let me tell you something. People who talk about revolution and class struggle and all that other stuff without referring explicitly to everyday life, without understanding what is subversive about love and positive and the refusal of constraint, those people have corpses in their mouths. Listen to me. The slaughter increases every day. Every day they try to persuade us to enjoy this rotting pile of human flesh they present us with. Every day, right here, in America, the USA. Notice the way they try and channel our desire into all these conventional terms: husband, wife, family, couple, boyfriend, girlfriend. This is segregationist. It's all segregationist. What are they, paranoid? Paranoid? What are they here in America? Paranoid? This is America! This is the USA! Come on, what are you telling me? Why don't you mellow out, son? For God's sakes, why don't you mellow out? murderers walking the streets. They're chopping people's heads off and putting them in the freezer. Then they try to make a soup out of them so they can eat them. I mean, what is all this crazy stuff here in America? Someone told me that the only plausible way to consume somebody is to eat them. Now, by eating them, you annihilate them. So you don't like banana? You chop her head off. You stick it in the freezer. And then later, when you get hungry, you throw it in a pot of soup. Then you eat it. You annihilate her. But that's what goes on in America, the United States of America. Every day. Why don't you mellow out? I mean, what are you, paranoid or something? You don't need a wife, a husband, a family, a couple, a boyfriend, a girlfriend. You gotta mellow out. You gotta get in touch with your desire. You know, your desire. Have we forgotten desire? Are we so old that we have forgotten desire? Come on. Come on.
We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.